for a couple of things.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. And pleased to wrap up a couple of the items. You have seen a lot of our citizens speak before, and I certainly appreciate their diligence and their patience in dealing with this particular issue. This is the proposed Winding Creek Water District update and recommendation. And the public is correct. We have received a substantial number of affidavits. We could confirm 190 affidavits received in opposition of the Winding Creek Water referendum. And we agree that this constitutes over 50% of the parcels of the waters, because we believe there is a number of 379 eligible voters, and we do believe that there is a majority. When you look at the parcels rather than the voters, we also looked at that, and there is a number of parcels owned by two parcels are owned by the same entity. When you try to do the math, if you do it strictly on a parcel basis, it's only 49%. However, if you do take this other fact into account, we're over 50%. So looking at it from both angles, we believe the bar has been met, and we would recommend that the council authorize us or instruct us to discontinue any further efforts in implementing the water district for Winding Creek. And if you have any questions.
You have a motion?
We have a motion.
We're just talking water.
We're talking water.
Okay.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council move to instruct that the Sussex County Engineering Department discontinue the steps towards the Winding Creek Village Water District referendum based on the information presented on May 3rd, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Through the process, I know that it has been very, we've learned a lot, I guess, regarding the will of the people within the Homeowners Association against the board, the Homeowners Association board. And I think for me, I think the boards need to listen to the people instead of acting on their own accord. So for this reason, absolutely alone, I will support and vote yes.
Wilson?
I vote yes. One reason is because there should be a referendum so they can vote way to decide what they want.
All those motion carried. Thank you, sir. Next.
Next item is the memorandum with the tunnel properties, and that's a memorandum of understanding. And it really reflects an already existing understanding, but it sort of formalizes it, and that speaks to the sewer side. And on the sewer side, you know, we are in the process of making a recommendation, we being the engineering department, on the boundary. And this particular step has the next step, is a second public informational meeting. It's not the public hearing. The official public hearing was held on February 13th. But due to the number of inquiries, we agreed to have a second meeting, which is happening this Saturday. So if anybody's listening, please, it's at the middle school, and we hold that on this Saturday. However, the questions arose during the original public hearing regarding the connecting parcels between Winding Creek Village and the other pieces of the proposed Herring Creek Sewer District. And these parcels were initially included in their totality with the full understanding, as backed up by emails and letters, that they would not be served, never be served, by a county sewer because they have their own CPCN. And that certificate issued by the State Public Service Commission gives them the right to serve themselves under their utility. You know, there is a utility in place, and that particular utility has the right to serve these parcels. We have further explored the issue of continuity. We have to have a continuous pass. We'll propose this Saturday and show it to the public that we reduce this path along the frontage only, 100 feet deep, which would be sufficient to create the land bridge. In addition, we also have, for your consideration, executed by Mr. Tunnel, representing the utility, a memorandum which clearly states from here forward that there is no sewer service, there is no planned sewer service, the capacity is not designed for that sewer service, that under any circumstance, the current utility holding the CPCN will have to serve these parcels. I hope that puts this issue to rest soundly, and legally, and we have hope we have your support to proceed along these lines.
Are the tunnel properties maxed out? Is that what you're saying? Are
no.
they under capacity?
No, that is, they're not even developed, but they are.
But I mean, their facility that they're processing, I mean, their wastewater.
That is not for us to judge or even inquire. Okay. That is a DNRC issue. Okay. And the regulatory side is a Public Service Commission issue. What we never intended, and the county never intended, is to serve these parcels with county sewer now or in the future.
Okay.
You have a motion?
We do have a motion.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Pardon me?
I said I couldn't agree with you more.
Thank you. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Council President is authorized to execute the Herring Creek Tunnel Properties Memorandum of Understanding between Sussex Realty Company, Inc. and Baywood LLC and Sussex County as presented on May 3rd, 2016.
By your counsel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take your vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have the motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. On the next project, next subject, is the Route 54 sewer expansion. You may recall this is a project on the west side of Route 54 towards Williamsville Road. We were proceeding forward with the original scope. We were approached by a number of properties to extend that particular project. Also, in the process of the design, we encountered a number of obstacles where we had to reroute and avoid cultural resources, get out of the roadway, the LDOT issues, etc. So having, in summary, for at least the reasons stated in my short summary, which is attached to the request, we incurred additional cost, which we have not yet paid out or authorized. However, in order to proceed forward with the project, these scope changes need to be addressed. They're in line with the original scope, approximately 20%+ of the original scope, and the additional work is commensurate with that particular associated cost. So yeah. I feel it can be supported, and I would hope you support it also if you have any questions on that request.
Do you have a motion, sir?
I do have a motion. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Exhibit A2, an amendment for additional services to the Route 54 sewer expansion of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District in the amount of $42,424, be approved effective May 3rd, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be at the motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. The last item under my heading here is the Portable Generator Project 16-24. As you may recall, yesterday I was speaking to us having developed the standard specifications for equipment purchases. They were utilized for this particular project. Despite our best efforts and a pretty good return on the attendees at the pre-bid meeting, we were in the end only able to ascertain one bid. However, there's a number of documents were outstanding. We had a number of inquiries. We feel this is a good price. It is well within our budget, and we do recommend that you move forward with the award.
All right. So
you have a motion, sir?
Second.
Maybe. I'm sorry. I was reading first. I was a little early. I know you want to buy a generator, but what's the study
today? Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the base bid for contract 16-24 Portable Generator be awarded to Cummins Power Systems, LLC of Bristol, Pennsylvania, in the amount of $75,339 even.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Another engineer. Here we go. Joe Wright. We'll be an engineer out today.
A lot of work getting done.
Good morning, Council. I have two items today. The first item involves contract 14-13A, Sussex Shore Subdivision. This is the project that has two different separate